From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. I suppose most of us have a mental list, or even one hanging on the wall somewhere, of the things we want to do or achieve. One time clubs would write them into their aims, and businesses would have mission statements hanging on the walls to motivate people. You might call it your round to it, or your bucket list. I would like to think that our WIA has one which I think of as a vision statement. With the newly constituted board taking the reins, it is important for new office bearers to immerse themselves into the current requirements, projects and negotiations that the Institute has. Likewise, to maximise the efforts of the individuals and protect both the company and the directors, anyone who has not completed training in corporate governance should do that as soon as possible. Once the fundamentals are covered, it would be nice to hear from our directors as to their personal hopes and wishes for the direction of the hobby, and the ways we can all contribute. I think it is important that directors have a vision which they can convey so that we all have an understanding. Then there is the vision statement for the future progress of the WIA. This is something which I feel is important to bring clubs and individual amateurs together with the internationally recognised amateur radio body. We need to see a structure where the board is working cooperatively and the directors assume portfolio responsibilities. We've heard of the history of infighting which has caused so much turmoil in radio bodies in years gone by. By accepting the appointment as a director, each person has a responsibility to take a businesslike, a professional attitude to fellow directors, because it is the membership that they represent, not themselves. The vision statement is not simply an unobtainable detailing of outcomes supported by applying fairy dust, but a simple way of focusing on the probable and the possible best outcomes for the year ahead. Recruiting more people into the hobby, establishing better relations with the club base, and finding ways to serve the clubs are obvious. Maybe building the finances of the body and having a group of people who can support the efforts of each director in their portfolio are items which could be expressed in a vision statement. You see, this is my wish list for the WIA from somebody outside the boardroom and looking at suggestions which may assist our elected directors. This is my list, and I would reckon plenty of other people would have similar thoughts on how to see the best outcomes for amateur radio in the next 12 months. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.